This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
India's highest court today gave the go-ahead for what will be that country's biggest nuclear power plant. Nuclear power is controversial, but one of the judges in the case said the Russian-built plant in South India is, quote, necessary for the welfare and economic growth of India. The BBC's Yogita Lamai is in Mumbai. Yogita, what's the push behind this?
Well, India has been facing a massive power shortfall. Lots of factories and industries around the country have to suffer power outages and therefore have to stop production for a period of time. Most of India's power generation is currently from coal-based sources, and the country imports most of that coal. So to increase those sources of generation means, again, once again, increasing, well, budgets. And that's why nuclear energy has been thought of as another option.
Nuclear power beats, for instance, coal when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions, but India and the world followed the Japanese nuclear disaster a couple of years ago. What are opponents saying here?
Well, that is exactly it. Actually, it's environmental safety and conditions that people are really worried about. But another thing that they're quite concerned about is that the water that's used to cool the nuclear fuel is let out into the sea. And many of these areas around the coast, they depend on fishing for their livelihoods. So fishermen are bitterly opposed to this project because they say that any raise in temperature of the waters would mean that that would directly impact their livelihood.
So the High Court approval today, but it's my understanding what? That the plant is mostly built and could come online soon?
Yes, in fact, the Prime Minister met the Russian President some time ago and he said that it would be operational in weeks. And many are expecting the first reactor to actually start generation this month itself. So it has been completely constructed. There were delays in the middle owing to protests. A lot of fishermen, for example, just a few months ago, we saw these great scenes of a lot of fishermen going into the sea and forming a human chain. So a lot has been delayed because of the protests, but we are expecting that it might start production this month.
The BBC's Yogita Lamai in Mumbai. Thank you.
Thank you.